तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
आउँदो सन् 2022 सालमा हुन गइरहेको संघीय चुनावभन्दा अघि विपक्षी नेता एन्थनी अल्बनिजीको संघीय लेबर पार्टीले आफ्ना नीतिहरू नवीकरण गर्दैछ। अस्ट्रेलियाली कार्यस्थलहरूमा भुक्तानी र कामका अवस्था सुधार गर्ने उद्देश्यका साथ नेता अल्बनिजीले लेबरको औद्योगिक सम्बन्ध नीति अघि सारेका छन्। क्याजुअल र कन्ट्र्याक्ट हिसाबमा काम गर्ने कर्मचारीहरूलाई थप सुरक्षा दिइनुपर्ने उनको माग छ।
The cost that's there now is people being forced to work under conditions that are third world. A drive down whereby people don't have a floor on what they're paid. Where workers, for example, bidding for NDIS contracts, someone says, I'll do that job for $100. Someone else bids, I'll do it for $90. Someone else says, I'll do it for $80. Sound familiar? Work choices. That's what work choices was. People bidding, individuals against each other for work, without a floor.
लेबरले यस प्रकारको प्रस्ताव अघि सारेको छ।
Basic conditions that Australians know and understand they deserve. Decent things like leave and other things that Australian workers take for granted. The nature of our work has changed and all Australians benefit from being able to get in a car through Uber, get food delivered through the many food delivery services, get a job done at home through Airtasker. That shouldn't come at the cost of having people work under conditions which simply aren't livable.
विशेष गरी अस्थायी किसिमका काम गर्ने मानिसहरू अर्थात् गिग इकोनोमीको अधिकार र सुरक्षामा सुधार ल्याउने लेबरको बाचा छ। एलेक्स रक्सबरा एक डेलिभरी चालकको रूपमा कार्यरत छन्।
When we don't have minimum standards of pay in place, then that means that we need to take risks when we're on the road. Fair pay is actually safe pay. No sick leave, no superannuation. No proper compensation in the instance of injury or death, the kind of treatment that we're currently receiving is the kind of treatment that, you know, one might receive in a third world country.
गएको दशकमा उबर, डेलिभरू र एयरटास्कर जस्ता कार्य आधारित सेवाहरू ठूलो मात्रामा बढेका छन्। यस उद्योगका कम्पनीहरूमाथि आफ्ना कर्मचारीहरूलाई कम पैसा दिने गरेको आरोप पनि लाग्दै आएको छ। विशेष गरी आप्रवासीहरू यस्ता समस्याका शिकार बनेको देखिन्छ। त्यस्तै यस्तै खाना वितरण गर्ने काममा 5 चालकहरूले गत वर्ष आफ्नो ज्यान गुमाएपछि रोजगार सुरक्षा झनै चिन्ताको विषय बन्न पुगेको हो।
That sort of pressure that is on these workers has literally led to the loss of lives last year. We're a better country than that. We're a fairer country than that. And I make no apologies for making sure that we deliver a change that reflects the modern economy.
वर्तमान समयमा कर्मचारीहरूको कार्यस्थलीय अवस्था र उनीहरूलाई दिइने सुविधा निकै निराशाजनक रहेको अस्ट्रेलियाली ट्रेड युनियन परिषद एसीटियुकी सचिव स्याली म्याकम्यानस बताउँछिन्।
So many jobs in our economy will be uberized if we don't take action to make sure people have rights. And what we've seen is all the extreme examples of workers being really badly exploited. So these big tech companies, they are taking a big cut out of every single job that these workers get. And these workers are left with no protections, no basic rights. They've got less rights in Australia than workers did 100 years ago. And that's just not on.
लेबरका नयाँ औद्योगिक नीतिहरूमध्ये रोजगार सुरक्षा अर्थात् जब सेक्युरिटीलाई कार्यस्थल सम्बन्धी ऐनमा समावेश गरिनुपर्ने योजना छ। रोजगार सुरक्षालाई कार्यस्थल सम्बन्धी नियामक निकाय फेयर वर्क कमिसनको प्राथमिकतामा राखिनुपर्ने लेबरको भनाइ छ। तर वर्तमान सरकारले भने यस प्रस्तावले व्यवसायहरूलाई निकै गाह्रो अवस्थामा पुर्याउने बताएको छ। अटर्नी जेनरल क्रिस्टियन पोर्टरले भने लेबरको औद्योगिक नीति अनुसार 35 क्याजुअल कर्मचारीहरूका लागि बिरामी बिदा, वार्षिक बिदा तथा लामो सेवा बिदा थप्दाखेरि व्यवसायहरूले थप $2 अरब तिर्नुपर्ने बताए।
It's one of the most unlimited, unqualified, quite outlandish promises that has ever been made in the history of industrial relations in Australia. This is the most colossal, radical change. You've got Australian business who have just struggled their way through a health pandemic, that are now fighting their way out of a COVID-19 caused recession. That would be an extinction level event for tens of thousands of Australian businesses.
तर लेबरका औद्योगिक सम्बन्धका प्रवक्ता टोनी बर्कले पोर्टरले उक्त प्रस्तावलाई राम्ररी नबुझेको बताएका छन्।
It's not our policy. I'm not going to get into where would the cost burden apply on something I'm not proposing. That's bizarre.
कार्यस्थल नीति सम्बन्धी यो प्रस्ताव हाल सरकारमा एक बहसको विषय बन्न पुगेको छ।
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्। एसपीएस नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्।